Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Staggering, astonishing level of the theft by the Somali community in Minnesota, Lee.
Yep.
You're just trying to wrap your mind around this so you can explain it to people. We know they stole $1 billion. We're pretty sure it was at least $2 billion, maybe as high as six. Tim Walz's government, remember, he is the Democrat who ran as the vice president for Kamala Harris, is refusing to turn over state records that the feds want for this investigation. Headline from City Journal, a conservative publication, investigative publication out of New York City. The largest funder of Al-Shabaab, that's an Al-Qaeda outfit, in Somalia, is the Minnesota taxpayer. Okay. When the New York Times writes, that state agencies under Tim Walz were, quote, tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud, unquote. We're done here. Both sides are in agreement on this. Let me read you the whole paragraph. Mr. Pakia, who also represented other defendants in the fraud cases, said that some involved, the criminals, became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. No one was doing anything about the red flags, he said. Again, this is New York Times. It was like someone was stealing the money from the cookie jar and they kept refilling it. Why is that? Well, City Journal explains, if you're a Democrat, you cannot win Minnesota unless you win Minneapolis. And you cannot win Minneapolis without the strong support and enthusiastic turnout of the Somali community. So they just knew what was going on. Whistleblowers had gone to Tim Walz, had gone to other Democrat officials. They just turned their back. Or if you want to go with the New York Times version, it was like someone was stealing from the cookie jar and they just kept refilling it. Even the fraudsters were convinced state agencies were tolerated, if not tacitly allowing it. In fact, this guy who was an attorney for some of them, they're using that as a defense. Look, they let us do it. They were fine with it. They were good. It's shocking. So we're talking about up to $6 billion. And look, when you look at this, okay, the numbers on their face should have tripped all kinds of fraud warnings at the federal level under Biden. They probably, well, maybe they didn't. I don't know. Let me tell you why. The numbers are astonishing, but completely stupid. Let me give you an idea. Minnesota's federally funded autism program for children, right? It jumps from less than $50 million in 2019 to $400 million by 2023. I'm sorry, autism, the rates have gone up, but not that fast.
Yeah.
But what did DOGE tell us? Federal fraud controls are almost non-existent. And that's why you get this. That's why you get this. So they lied. They said they had provided tens of thousands of meals to hungry children during COVID. Didn't happen. They were helping all kinds of autistic families. Okay, when you dig into this, you can see what is going on here. This line. They needed families for the enrollment, families willing to claim, yeah, my kid's autistic. And then they'd get you a fake diagnosis, you know, so you don't have to pay for that. These kickback payments, monthly payments to parents, range from $400 to $15 per month per child. So these are cash payments.
Yeah.
So let me break down what's going on here, because our side is just not understanding it, not fully the shape and scope of it. What is happening is that the Democrats' goal of destroying America from within, and most especially destroying our economy so that people will become desperate, more dependent on government, has collided with their voter drive. And so when you bring in 12 million people in 4 years while decimating the job market, the economy, and causing grotesque inflation because you are looting the government, literally in cases like this, this is looting is what they're doing. They're stealing from the taxpayer. The Democrats are absolutely complicit in it. When you bring in all of those people from Somalia, by the way, 130,000 last year, because I don't know why. When you bring in all those people, you're not creating any jobs. I mean, a good month is now 130,000 new jobs. You got to feed them. And that requires massive fraud if you bring in 12 million in 4 years, especially if you've deliberately destroyed the economy like the Democrats did. This is what they're bumping up against. Fraud is their only option. It's, folks, Minnesota is just the one that's risen to the surface. This is all over the country.
Yes.
And that's the thing. And I want to play this for you again, okay? Because I've been making a big deal out of this for the last 2 weeks. Elon Musk goes on Joe Rogan. And he does this segment you should listen to. It's all over X. And I can't play the whole 8-minute part of it. But he explains, listen, these Democrat states run on fraud. And without the fraud, they would collapse. They have multi-billion dollar shortfalls because they're taking care of all these future voters. There's no jobs for them. And so they're literally going in, grabbing cash and handing it out. So you just heard about Minnesota, where Democrats are absolutely complicit in the fraud, according to the New York Times, because they're afraid they'll lose votes if they don't, right? Plus, they want to keep them here. Okay, listen to Elon Musk again. This is California. Same damn thing is going on.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe take care of them in that regard? But what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care.
And
New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive fraudulent federal payments that go to those states to pay for illegals, to create a massive financial incentive for illegals.
That's identical. Medicaid funds. They're giving them out on Visa cards, largely untraceable once you transfer it into the... So anyway, this is going... Now, the good news is easy to get frustrated. We know now. We were being robbed blind. You know, I'm always saying, like, We've doubled the amount of money we spent since COVID. We do every year. We haven't decreased it one iota, right? And remember when we were printing checks to pay people to stay home?
Oh, yeah.
We still pay that same money every year. We didn't cut that. We just paid again and again. We print it again and again. Where the heck is it going? I think you got your answer.
Yeah.
$6 billion in Minnesota alone. And we're still trying to find it. Now, you want to know the scope of the fraud, okay? I just gave you some numbers. 130,000 Somalians dumped there just last year. That we let in to Minnesota and the entire country just last year's haul was just 130,000 Somalians. Okay, listen to this. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow. So USCIS is who lets these people in, right? Provides the visas, approves them, does all of this stuff. Okay. Trump's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow has revealed widespread immigration fraud, i.e., I guess, marrying your brother, think Ilhan Omar, the congressmember, yeah, right, has revealed widespread immigration fraud among nearly half of all Somali immigrants in Minneapolis. Half! involving forged documents, fake marriages, missing employees, people reporting they work places that don't exist, non-existent businesses profiting off of taxpayer-funded incentives, visas for people working at businesses that don't exist. Half the Somali immigrant population in Minneapolis. Half. Remember, I've been telling you, USCIS does not have fraud controls. It's an our whole entire immigration system, Lee, is an honor system, and that's obviously a disaster.
There is no honor among thieves.
Trump has his work cut out for him. Now, the good news is we're not finding this out in the last 9 months of the Trump administration. We're finding it out in the first 9 months. We've got a shot here. It's going to take fighting like hell to do this. But that's why the Democrats are in the streets. They're desperate. They know these people cannot support themselves. There are not enough jobs. They know they will leave. And by the way, they're so uppity. Did you see this? They filed a racism lawsuit in retaliation for this.
Please.
Yeah, against the state. But here's the funny part about it. And this is the part that Trump pointed out this morning in a press release from the White House. This is really important. Do you realize this? This is so staggering. Do you realize 100% of the prosecutions here, the $1 billion we found, right? Federal. No state. None. They knew about it. They refused to release the records, and the state did nothing. In other words, you leave Democrats in charge. This is all federal money. They will sit by and watch their immigrant and illegal immigrant voters rob American taxpayers blind. Not only will they do nothing, they'll go after whistleblowers. But the good news is we know now. The scales are being stripped from our eyes. We have... You know what this is? We got to put controls in at the federal level. That's where they have to go at the top. What we really got to do is stop. We have got to end state signups for these programs. Totally end them. Signups got to be through federal portals. DOGE is still active. They need to build in standard corporate fraud controls that they have, you know, everywhere. Bank of America, Visa. These aren't hard things to do, by the way, if you're not completely corrupt. Remember when then Director of National Intelligence under Donald Trump, John Ratcliffe, told us, that's the top spy in the country. They see all of the intel, CIA, FBI, NSA, said he was shocked. Actually wrote a piece in Wall Street Journal, how shocked he was at how many people were owned in D.C., owned on Wall Street by China, either via payoffs like the kind that was on Hunter Biden's laptop, over $30 million for the Biden family, or... through compromise. And he even went to Congress to do a report on it, but no one seemed to care, probably because they're all owned or bribed. So when people do certain things in this country, you've got to ask the question, what is their motivation? Because we're a very captured country, especially by our enemies, especially by China. So I thought we'd take a trip down memory lane, because Mark Kelly is currently threatening to prosecute troops that obey Donald Trump. He and the Democrats are trying to save their Marxist ally Maduro in Venezuela, who, by the way, Trump has just given a cease and desist warning to. You either get the heck out of Dodge or I'm going to blow you out of Dodge. You can leave now peacefully. I don't want to kill you, but I will. I'm going to see where this comes to a head. It's going to be interesting. So Kelly is pretending, as a former naval officer, that he is appalled. He just can't believe Trump would say mean things like that. And I'm sure he's only motivated by patriotism. Oh, wait a minute. The Chinese Communist Party-controlled company Tencent pumped millions into Mark Kelly's stratospheric balloon startup? Wait a minute. Didn't we have a thing with spy balloons under Biden? That's weird. Pumped millions into Worldview, that's the name of the company that he owns, in 2013 and 2016. So let me get straight. Mark Kelly took CCP-controlled Tencent money, and this is what the Chinese do. They'll have Chinese Communist Party members who are also business people, and they will go form a company, and then the company comes in and just pours money in. Yeah. Mark Kelly took Chinese Communist Party-controlled Tencent, that's the Chinese company, money, for his balloon company, and then hid it in a blind trust when he ran for office. And he joined the Seditious Six to tell troops to defy Trump. Well, who's Venezuela again? Oh, one of China's biggest ally, if not the biggest ally in our hemisphere. Sure, he's not compromised. Because, you know, this sure benefits China. I mean, like, he's saying exactly what China would have him say to protect Maduro and Venezuela, isn't he? Including Democrats, I still can't get over this, putting up billboards threatening our troops not to obey illegal orders near the bases. Panicking them, as we're seeing in The Hill today. A largest number of troops ever is calling this, you know, free nonprofit Democrat run legal service. What do I do? Stay out of prison. You defy Trump or we'll put you there. Goodbye. Anybody going to ask about this Chinese money on the spy balloon company? Because that's like really super weird. Sounds exactly like Hunter Biden's Bohai Harvest deal. You know, where they come in and the Chinese spend millions of dollars investing in your company where you do things you have no experience in, but they think you're great, but you're also, you know, you're periphery to politics. It's exactly what they did. By the way, that was right around the time he began to come on the scene and get popular. The timing is incredible. Well, what does Maduro do for China? He does a lot of things. China launders billions for him, for starters, mostly through U.S. banks. We learned that from Bloomberg earlier this year. A lot of that's their human trafficking, fentanyl, and drug money that's run by the cartels. Who runs the cartels? You know, the ones in Mexico, ultimately. Well, their suppliers do. Who's that? Cartel de los Soles. Who's that? Well, that's essentially the Communist Party, the Marxist Party that runs Venezuela. It calls itself Cartel de los Soles. Remember, Tren de Aragua are their foot soldiers. Huh. Remember when we have been tracking these boats on satellite and they come from Shanghai, from China? Yeah. Well, what does Maduro specialize in? Fentanyl, lace, cocaine. Partnership with the Chinese. So this is, folks, this is China. This is Belt and Road. This is them projecting power in our hemisphere. And this is Mark Kelly, who took CCP-controlled Tencent money and then hid it in a blind trust. You couldn't see that he'd done it when he ran for office. And he's out there again saying exactly what China would have him say. There's always somebody to do it. And that's when we're not funding it. And think about it. Our Pentagon sent $52 million to the Wuhan lab for COVID virus research. USAID, an arm of the CIA, sent $52 million, oddly similar, $52 million for the collection of bat viruses they subsequently lost control of in those caves in China. Cool. They're all in on it. And who are the people standing up there telling you, telling members of the military they better defy Trump or else they might be tried later if Democrats win? Who is that? Well, Alyssa Slotkin, she's CIA, former CIA analyst before she became a senator. How weird is that, right? See how all of these connections go? Folks, you can't trust these politicians. You can't, because so many of them are owned by China. Now, Jesse Waters of Fox News has a warning for the American people about that video that was done by the Seditious Six, including the Chinese Communist Party's own Senator Mark Kelly. And he got a tip from sources, he says, inside the CIA about what's going on. I'll tell you. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a hoax and a racket. The Seditious Six coming out and doing that video by Chinese Communist Party owned Senator Mark Kelly. You take that much money from China, you shouldn't even be able to be a senator. You should be in prison. And when you understand the amount of money he's taken from China, it makes perfect sense why you would be out there seeing exactly what China would want right now, trying to protect China's dearest fellow Marxist ally in the region, Venezuela, for which it is has laundered tens of millions of dollars. They work together in partnership, particularly on the fentanyl-laced cocaine. By the way, on my X account, OAN has an excellent analysis of why Trump is invading Venezuela. You should read it. It's not anything you've heard, but I want to stick tightly to this. Jesse Waters did an interesting segment right before Thanksgiving. I meant to play it for you. He's a news reporter on Fox. He claims he got a tip from not one but two CIA insiders who are his sources that this is another hoax. And what we're seeing is the first installment of it to protect Maduro, but also to stop the drug boat blowups.
So I talked to two CIA officers who said that this is a part of a larger hoax. And what they're doing here is they're trying to condition the country to prepare for something bad that's about to happen at the hands of Donald Trump. It's straight out of the CIA playbook. It's a destabilization operation where you get people to mistrust each other. And you do this because she's an analyst, and as an analyst, she would make sure what propaganda operations were successful, which ones weren't. So she knows what works. So the first part of the video, you establish authority. I'm CIA, I'm military, you need to trust us. Second part of the video, they introduce the threat, and the threat's not foreign, the threat's domestic, the threat's Donald Trump. And then at the end, they introduce the solution. What's the solution? You resist, you say no. But they don't give an option. They say this is an obligation for you to do. Now, she is being run because she didn't come up with this herself. She's a Brennan acolyte, and you usually don't have congressmen and senators doing anything together. They kind of hate each other. So in order to organize this, this had to have had some sort of handler telling her what to do. And it was risky because nothing like this has ever been done in the history of the country. And you can even tell because the media was skeptical, and they couldn't answer the question, so they hadn't even been read in on the operation. You see them fumbling and stumbling. And I'm glad that the U.S. military is now investigating this guy, Kelly, because this is what we expect from Donald Trump 2.0. You can't have the deep state interfering with a duly elected presidency and get away with it. You got to draw the line in the sand, and you have to make examples out of people.
So everything you're hearing from Mark Kelly needs to be understood through the prism of he took millions of dollars of investment from Tencent, which is a Chinese Communist Party funded entity. Basically, he's got the same deal Hunter Biden did. He hid it in a blind trust. So again, this is exactly what China would have you say. Folks, we were told it was impossible. COVID vaccine killing people? That would never happen. You couldn't say it, even if you were one of the world's foremost virologists. Even if you were a virologist working for, I don't know, Johns Hopkins, Stanford, Harvard, didn't matter. Couldn't say it. FBI would censor you. Because, you know, when you get that FBI badge, you know everything. They hand it right to you. And you know all things, science, physics, virology. You become an instant expert and you know what people should say. You know that there is no way the COVID vaccine would kill children. And that's why it was probably the number one thing the FBI censored for when it was in charge of Twitter, which is a shame because parents really should have known that children were being killed by the COVID vaccine. In a leaked memo to staff, the FDA for the first time accidentally confirmed that children were killed by the COVID vaccine. At least 10 child deaths from the COVID vaccine. And this time I'm not alone in reporting it. The leaked memo was actually reported by the New York Times and the Washington Post. By the way, the estimated 10 child deaths is, quote, according to the memo, certainly an underestimate due to underreporting and inherent bias in attribution. This breaks my heart. Whenever I have any kind of limit put on me that, you know, I can say this or I can't say this, I tell you that. That's my bond with you. And so the deal in this company at the time with the COVID situation was you had to have a mainstream media source on the COVID vaccine. And it was a real struggle to tell you what I knew at the time was this was going to kill a lot of people. So what I did was have a pediatrician on the show who just point blank begged you for 2 segments not to vaccinate your children. She knew. I knew. It was easy to know. And we're not virologists. The leaked memo is the first time the US FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has admitted that vaccine killed at least 10 kids, but certainly an estimate due to underreporting. So sad. No fewer than 10 of 96 deaths of children 7 to 16, again, was related to the shot. But again, they're saying the number's much higher. Of course it is. There was no reason for these kids to take this shot. As we now know, for folks under 60, COVID was no more deadly, no more dangerous than a severe flu season. We have 1 to 2 of those a decade. Normally nobody notices, but we had to jam a shot into every little arm, didn't we? Had to jam a shot into every little arm. The author of the memo, Dr. Vinay Prashad, who heads up the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, said that the deaths were primarily linked to myocarditis and inflammation of the heart muscle. Remember them telling us that was no big deal? And do you remember me saying, yeah, I have myocarditis. Yeah, you get a little myocarditis. It's not a big deal. It's like a bruise. No, it's an inflammation of your heart. So I looked up the long-term on myocarditis since they were saying it was no big deal. Remember the mainstream media? Yeah, you get that? 50% are dead in 5 years. So it kind of is a big deal. Yeah, kind of is a big deal. This is heartbreaking, folks. Again, those kids didn't need that shot. No one under 60 needed that shot. And you know what this is? This is the beginning. I'll read Dr. Prasad in his not supposed to be released internal memo. This is a profound revelation. No, it's not. We knew it. This is a profound revelation, Prasad wrote. The first time the US FDA will acknowledge that COVID-19 vaccines have killed American children.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. That's really sad. They're good. By the way, this is how they release this kind of stuff. Then it's going to be like, well, it was more than 10, and then it's going to be, well, more than 100, and then it's just going to grow. Keep in mind, this is just kids. Young adults, how many of them we kill? And folks are getting a little bolder. I don't know why, but they are. We've now got a Harvard study out talking about how getting the flu shot gives you a, I'm sorry, the COVID shot gives you a surge in heart attacks. So that's new. Bombshell Harvard University study. 36% spike in heart attacks, mRNA injections. Alarmingly, this is the crazy part. The Harvard study just released was conducted back in June of 2022. But the findings have only been made public this month. Of course, they were afraid to publish it. You could watch people die of COVID and of the COVID shot. It didn't matter. You had to lie about it. And folks, you know the one that scares me the most, honestly, it's not the death, because there are things worse than death. You know what a thing worse than death is? To me, because I love children. A thing worse than death is vaccinating your child, being vaccinated as a child when you were so helpless, and then finding out you're going to be infertile for the rest of your life. Because in testimony before Congress, an obstetrician and gynecologist testified in the Senate that shot for little girls wipes out 60% of their ovarian reserve. We'll find out if that's true. There's a study saying that. But we'll find out if that's true over time, folks. We'll find out if that's true. Investigators found the explosive findings buried in a 50-page appendix of the Harvard study conducted in 2022. They damn well knew it was giving people deadly heart attacks, and Harvard publishes it now. Buries the findings in the appendix. Why would you do that, by the way? Because they know. They've known the whole time. And they know it'll come out. And so they want to be able to say, well, we told you. We told you. And yeah, well, you told us when it was too late. That's when you told us. By the way, that study is in JAMA Internal Medicine. If you want to look it up, it's called Comparative Safety of BNT162B2 and mRNA-1273 Vaccines in a Nationwide Cohort of U.S. Veterans. Oh, my God. Veterans. Oh, please tell me these weren't military members. We may take this thing. Oh, dear Lord, help me. I say OMG as a prayer, not as a curse. God help us. God help us. What do we do? By the way, they're not giving up. This is super duper exciting. Since everybody's figured out that mRNA vaccines are very dangerous. Well, not, they haven't figured that out. They figured out the COVID vaccines are dangerous. They're not taking them anymore by and large, except stupid liberals. Then you know what they're doing? They're getting ready to make the flu vaccine mRNA. Because you know, you got all these people, they old people that come in every year, they get their flu vaccine. They think it keeps them safe. It doesn't. It's totally ineffective. But they don't know that. And they'll go ask for that flu vaccine. They'll go jam that mRNA right in your arm. You'll never know. You'll never know it's mRNA, just like the COVID vaccine. Told you, folks. Told you. Oh, by the way, the trials for those mRNA flu vaccines are not going so well. You have to vaccinate 300 people to stop one case of the flu, and there are six times the adverse reactions as there are flu cases prevented. So, in fact, the purpose of this thing cannot be to stop the flu. I can't, because it does it, and it damages you in the process. So what is the purpose then of these vaccines? Someday we'll find out. Holy smokes, y'all. We haven't seen this before. Massive media lie by the Washington Post, which means it comes from the CIA. Usually the FBI launders its lies through the New York Times, but you don't usually see this. I mean, usually when one major publication on the left is lying, the others sit back and they're silent in deference to the lies that their friends are telling, you know, across town. But not this time. The New York Times just quietly debunked the Washington Post claim that Pete Hegseth ordered the killing of narco terrorists after the initial strike. You know, the poor narco terrorists, who are really just fishermen, I'm sure, were clinging to the boat after they failed to die in the first strike. And Hegseth saw that and, you know, being the crazy warmonger he is, decided to just kill him with another strike from the sky. So Democrats have spent the last 2 days screaming bloody murder about it. After the Washington Post quoted three anonymous sources to assure us that Pete Hegseth saw them there clinging to the largely destroyed boat and decided to just execute him because that's the kind of guy he is. Didn't happen. Not even close. The paper's editorial board then turned around, suggests they were war criminals. Democrats went wild and doubled down on their threats to drone operators and others in the military. Hey, you better not listen to Trump and Hegseth because when we're back in power, we're going to prosecute you. Based on lies, apparently, because the New York Times just debunked it. Hegseth did not order the initial strike, nor did he order the follow-up ones. He never saw any video of anybody clinging to a boat. And the person who decided on the second strike, which, by the way, was always the plan in the initial memo, it wasn't because somebody was alive and clinging to a boat. The person who ordered all of the strikes was not Pete Hegseth. It was Admiral Bradley. So, total lie. Good try, Dems. Try again. Come on, come up with a bigger, badder, better lie. And like Josh, we're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah, y'all going to need a bigger lie. Have at it. And have a great rest of the day.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.